Penguin Random House Audio presents The Personality Brokers, The Strange History of Myers-Briggs and the Birth of Personality Testing by Merve Emre. Read for you by Ellen Archer. Introduction. Speaking Type. To investigate the history of the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator, the most popular personality inventory in the world, is to court a kind of low-level paranoia. Files disappear, tapes are erased, people begin to watch you. In the fall of 2015, I was 7 months pregnant and rifling through the archives of the Educational Testing Service, ETS, in Princeton, New Jersey. Many people are familiar with the ETS as the longtime publisher of the Scholastic Aptitude Test, SAT, but it was also the first publisher of the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator and the first institution to try to determine its scientific validity in the 1960s. Some months before, I had written a controversial article on the origins of Myers-Briggs, and it seemed my reputation had preceded me. In anticipation of my arrival, the staff had removed a folder containing letters from ETS staff to Isabel Briggs Myers, creator of the Type Indicator. When I asked to see the letters, there was a bit of hushed talk and a brief consultation with a lawyer before the archivist told me that he would not share them with me because of the sensitive information they contained. Later that day, a young male ETS employee who I would later learn was tasked with surveilling me during my visit, posted the following message to his Twitter account. "Today I'm creeping on a pregnant lady as part of my job."